You know that ridiculous way pet owners talk to their animals?
Who's my boy? You want a potty for daddy?
Yeah, he's the best dog in the world.
Yeah, you won't hear any of that here. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35 and we're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Rick, in this segment, we've got with us a lady who can talk a lot about the issue of training. And she happens to be Beth Bishop, who is the co-owner of Canine Coaches in Okemos. Welcome to the studio, Beth.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Beth, tell us a little bit about some of the training that your company offers.
Well, Canine Coaches was established in 2002, and we provide positive reinforcement training to dogs in the greater Lansing area. We focus primarily on pet dogs, in other words, dogs that people have and are part of their family, and we emphasize just basic training, and we also do a number of specialty classes that teach dogs and their owners to have fun with each other.
And what's kind of interesting, what we're going to focus on today is going to be agility training, but probably first precursor to that is you have to have kind of a dog that's got some manners to make that go forward. So maybe step one, I want to really get involved with my dog at a level that the dog really understands that we're having a relationship. How would I go about doing that in the training process? And then what kind of relationship do you see that my dog and I have? What does it evolve into?
Okay, well, our basic training involves teaching two things. Teaching the dog some just basic manners, like how to sit on command, lay down on command, pay attention when asked, come when called. Maybe not 100% reliably at first, but we're aiming toward that. But for the people, it's also our primary student in the class is the people, because we're teaching them how to train their dog. Mm-hmm. And this opens up a relationship, opens up a communication between the dog and the person. And we hope that many of our students will continue on with the training relationship into some of our other classes.
Yeah, and one thing I'm thinking about is you have, and we're going to talk about this, agility training. I can't think of a better way. You know, I'm imagining a guy, you know, up on a hill, near a hill, throwing a ball up and getting the dog to take it back. Up, getting it to come back. Everybody's seen that routine. There's probably a much better routine that one can get into, and I'm thinking this agility training from our conversations we have would be a really fantastic way of having a special relationship with your dog. You've probably experienced unfolding relationships time and time and time again. Let's get a little bit into that. Tell us about agility training, because that's the one I'm really interested in.
Absolutely. Agility training has been around now for about 15 to 18 years, and it's really blossomed and evolved into endless possibilities. Of course, everybody has seen the national dogs on television, and those are the top-notch dogs in the country. They are trained by professional competitive trainers, and they go to the world championships. However, agility training is great for almost every dog, and almost every dog and their human can benefit from the agility training because, number one, agility training is still training, so it's furthering the training relationship and furthering the communication between you and your dog. Mm-hmm. In agility, you still have to work on your dog's ability to sit on command, to stay, to come when called, and to pay attention, which are those things that people want to have their dogs do, but do it in a fun, relaxed, informal kind of way.
In a social gathering, too, because there's more than just you and your dog there. You're actually trying to communicate among friends, neighbors, meeting different people. Kind of reminds me of, you know, the soccer mom or dad. And, you know, we are just watching kids kick a soccer ball back and forth, but it's really the relationship. You don't see a parent just sitting on the side, just kind of like, not doing anything. They're getting involved. They're getting involved with the guy next to him. And I bet you these agility training episodes, that's the same idea. It's a social gathering, but it's also an opportunity to kind of go way beyond the kind of relationship you can have with your dog sitting there on the couch.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. It's so much fun to teach these classes because the people involved, it's a much more relaxed, informal training than your manners training. And they laugh, they cheer for each other, they cheer every breakthrough that their dog makes. It's just a lot of fun.
Beth, one of the things I found interesting that you mentioned is that this is good for all breeds of dogs, because when you watch these tournaments on television, you usually see the same breeds that are doing well. It's the Jack Russell Terrier. It's the Whippet. It's the Australian Shepherd. It's the Border Collie. They're always the ones who seem to be winning these contests. But that doesn't mean that if you happen to have a Bull Mastiff or something else, that you can't take them through and show them, albeit they might not be quite as good at jumping through a ring, but at the same time, all dogs can be trained this way.
Well, almost all dogs, as long as they're physically capable of doing the jumping and the other physical stuff that's involved with agility, it's great for all dogs.